We're going to talk about a man who left a letter at the Unionville GO station thanking and essentially snitched on a guy that T-boned a car. We found this story today on Reddit, and it's a pretty great story, and I'm sure that something like this has happened to you. You've seen an accident, or perhaps you've come back to your car and something's happened to it, but there's a little note on your car that says, listen, I backed into your car. I tried to find you, but you were nowhere around. Here's my number. Here's my thing. Call me. Well, this is a slightly different situation. Someone saw a car T-bone another car. They took down the license plate. They took a photo. They posted it online. And then they left a note on the car that had been T-boned and said, this is the guy that did this. So it's an interesting thing. I want to know from you at 416-872-1010, or you can text me at 71010. If you've ever left a message, if you are someone, if you're in a store and you see something that happens, someone stealing something or whatever, do you whip out your camera and take a photograph? Do you, take a videotape? Do you call the police? What do you do in terms of this kind of stuff? Or you just let it go by and say, you know what, this is not my problem. 416-872-1010 is the number if you want to speak to me. If you just want to write me a note, please do so at 71010. And thank you to whoever it is in Toronto that wrote, we love you, Richard, !! I love you too. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be here till 10 o'clock. We're back with more on this story about the Unionville GO station. Happened a couple of weeks ago. Do you leave a note? Do you snitch on people? And I've got Bob on the line. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. Welcome to the night side.
Yeah, so I just mentioned that, yes, I have. I've actually had pulled over and arrested 7 drunk drivers over a period of, well, the first one was in the mid-60s. It was on the Skyway Bridge going to Burlington. I was driving to Hamilton from Mississauga. It was a big Buick with about 4 people in it, and they would go from anywhere from 15 miles an hour to damn near 100 miles an hour, and drunk as a skunk, and they were weaving. So I got across the bridge before they got to the toll booths, had the toll booths pulled. They shut the bridge down, and they come out, and the cops arrested the car. That was the first one. But since then, I've had them arrested. The strangest one was in heavy traffic. These two fellas in a car were drinking and throwing their beer bottles out the window. And it was heavy traffic up near Lake Joseph on what we used to be Highway 69. Now it's Highway 400. And I could see them in the distance. I couldn't get up past them. But eventually, they pulled over to the side of the road and changed drivers. So when I got past them, I whipped up till I seen a cop car at Lake Joseph Hotel. And I got the cop ready, and I said, I'll point to the car for you. And they changed drivers. So, you know, the one who's driving now is not the one who was driving during, the last half an hour. So they arrested them, and they admitted changing drivers, so both of those were charged with impaired driving.
Wow.
But there's a total of 7 that I've witnessed. And I do a lot of driving. I do 100,000 kilometers a year.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty, keep my eye on the ball. But, yeah, when I see something, I have no problem reporting it.
Well, Bob... Bob, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. We've got Lou on the line. Hi, Lou. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Welcome to the night side.
Thanks. So I run a scooter dealership, and some of the bikes that do get knocked over, backed into Toronto and elsewhere, a lot of these people don't realize when they take off, they're on camera. Because a lot of businesses have surveillance that can see outside the window.
Right.
And a lot of these people end up getting caught. In one instance, someone knocked over a Vespa, a bike, walked up, left a note on the vehicle as if, oh, sorry, I did this, and took off. Another bystander that witnessed this saw the note on the car, noticed it was blank, wrote a note saying, hey, here's my phone number. This guy ran over your bike. Here's my number. I can verify this is the plate number and this is the person. And they end up getting caught and charged. So, you know, those that run into something might want to think again before they just take off.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Lou, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. You can call us at 416-872-1010 or text me at 71010. We're talking about a story about a guy who left a note and said, hey, listen, this guy T-boned your car. Here's the picture of the car. Here is the license plate. I hope this helps. And it did. Apparently, there was an arrest made. Hi, Samantha. Welcome to the Night Side.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
So I just wanted to say that on July 22nd, I was on a. I got hit by an Uber driver, and he went and lied to the. Okay, first of all, there was hundreds of people around because it was 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Not one person stopped to help to be a witness to me. So now the insurance companies are charging me with half the fault of the accident. And it was clearly his fault based on the damage of my car and everything. He ran into me, but I have no witness and I have no way to prove it. So the insurance companies are putting me at fault along with the driver. So I am saying I would absolutely 100% do that.
And where was this that this happened? Was it on a main street? Because there should be cameras and things in some of the stores, wouldn't there be?
That's what I thought too, Richard. It's at Don Mills and Shepherd,
right.
Right in front of Fairview Mall and Parkway Forest Drive. And not one single solitary person stopped to help me. Well, and it was not my fault. He ran into me, and now I have to pay a deductible.
Well, Samantha, I'm sorry to hear that people didn't treat you well. I hope tomorrow and the rest of the days after that are better.
Right. One more thing, Richard.
Sure.
My last accident in 2015, it was a Saturday morning, and somebody hit me. And because it was Saturday, and the person didn't have anywhere to be, this guy stuck around and gave me his information so he could be my witness at the time.
Right.
So
on.
I don't know if it was because it was a busy day. It was a Monday morning. Everybody's going to work or whatever. So nobody helped me. But on that, my previous accident, somebody did.
See, people aren't all bad.
Yes, not everybody is. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Samantha. We're getting lots of texts on this. You can text me at 71010 or call me at 416-872-1010 from Toronto. Years ago, I parked in a green Pilot and watched an older lady turn into the spot and badly sideswipe a car. Watched as she got out and surveyed the damage, got back in and moved her car. I waited till she left, got out and left a note. The cops called. The guy called me and I'm guessing she had a visit. Felt bad, but hopes that she'll learn from that. So I think that's probably, you know, the right thing to do. I think that if you see something terrible happen, you should, you know, do what you can. I think that we are all so interested in walking down the street with our heads, you know, stuck in our phones and that kind of thing, that if we were a bit more aware, there might be, like Samantha, might not have to pay her deductible on this accident that was not her fault.